All right, folks, we're going to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. Say it with me, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And, folks, we got a new year coming up, a great time to plan and expect it to happen for you and your family. We do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. I always say this, it's the best way to get your Ambit Energy Week off to a great start. Whether it's at the beginning of the year or at the end of the year, you still need that encouragement, that positive message, and you can come to this call expecting to hear something that's going to make a difference for you, and I guarantee you're going to hear it tonight. You hear people talking about simulcast. Folks, if you're new to the business, you've just gotten into the last 30 days, you haven't heard about it yet, you want to register for Ambit's next big event, January 14th, 2017. We're less than a month away now. Hartford, Connecticut, Austin, Texas, and anywhere that you have access to the Internet, you can be a part of this big event. Folks, you want to be a part of it, you want to register as soon as you can, go to your Ambit Power Zone, or you can go to your Ambit Events page. Make sure that you are registered individually, whether you're going to go to a watch party or you're going to go to a live event or you're going to watch it yourself on your computer or other devices. Make sure that you're registered. Make sure that you check in that you're attending the event. That makes you qualified for all of the attendee-only notices. We already know that we're going to hear the biggest announcement in the history of Ambit Energy, and that's saying a lot. I'll leave the rest to be told by our featured speaker for the evening. This gentleman really needs no introduction. He is the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy, has been for the last 9 consecutive years. His income is so big, I'll let him tell you himself. Please welcome Founding National Consultant, number one income earner, one of the top 10 income earners in network marketing worldwide. We've got him on our call tonight, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Bear. Appreciate it. I'm excited about two things. I'm excited about the end of 2016. It has been a tremendous year, absolutely incredible year. And I'm also excited about the new year, 2017. Before I get started, I want to emphasize the importance of going to simulcast. There's a couple of ways you can do it. There's going to be a live venue in Hartford, Connecticut, and then there's going to be a live venue in Austin, Texas. Tickets for those live venues are going pretty quickly at this point. I think there are plenty left, but at some point, probably in the relatively near future, those events are going to sell out. So you can attend in a live venue. The simulcast will be shifted back and forth from those two locations. The second way you can attend is you can register online and you can go to a watch party. And there's watch parties that will be all over the country. As we start to get where those watch parties are, we'll announce them on this call. But there'll be a big watch party in Chicago and other major cities and some smaller cities. And then the third way you can watch it is on your laptop in the comfort of your own home. And I want to tell you that, and this is experience speaking, okay, so you take it for what it is. It's not my job to make you successful, by the way. It's only my job to give you the information so that you can make yourself successful. And whether you act on it or not is solely a choice that you make, not your upline, your downline, or corporate, or myself, or anybody else. You know, as you go through making small decisions in your Ambit Energy business, the consequence of any one of those small decisions unto itself can mean be almost meaningless. But if you continually make small decisions that work against you, you don't take the advice, you don't attend the meetings, you don't do what's recommended, then collectively the small impact of those consequences can be pretty major. Darren Hardy wrote a book called The Compound Effect, and he talks about it, you know, over time those inconsequential small decisions have a compound effect. So with that, I tell you this, that if you decide to watch it in the comfort of your home on your computer, that's better than not watching it at all. But again, voice of experience here, what you want to do, if at all possible, is you want to get to a live venue, okay? And then the second thing you want to do is you want to get to a watch event. You know, if that's just not feasible, can't do that, then you want to get to a watch event. And then the third option is to, you know, watch it in the comfort of your home, or if you're out busy that day or whatever, catch it on your computer. What's not an option is missing simulcast, because as Bear so amply pointed out, what happens is that they make attendee-only announcements. And those attendee-only announcements will give you a several-fold return on your investment of the $50 to attend simulcast. So, you know, bottom line is, simulcast is not an option if you want to be successful. You want to kick off the new year right. Also, I want to mention that the next major event after simulcast is the spring power trips can be held in Dallas, Texas. We'll start with a business presentation on April 20th. Jerry and Chris will do questions and answers Friday evening, the 21st. And then the 22nd, we're going to have some of the top income earners in the company presenting. It's a powerful, powerful way for you to take the bump that you're going to get off a simulcast and just catapult through the summer, which typically is a little bit slower time of the year to catapult through the summer with as much momentum as you can going into ambition. So, with that, I want to talk tonight about New Year's. Oh, I want to mention one other thing. Next Sunday is Christmas Day, so obviously there won't be a call. And then the next Sunday after that is New Year's Day, so obviously there won't be a call. So the next two Sundays there will not be a call. Appreciate if you have calls for your group during the week, if you'd mention that on those calls, if you have an email distribution or any other means to communicate that out, we want to get that out. Of course, we'll send out emails on it. But December 25th, rather, Christmas Day, that Sunday we will not have a call. And January 1st, the night of New Year's Day, we will not have a call. But then we're going to come back on the 8th of January, and for that call is going to be Joey Carter. So we're going to kick off the call in a big kind of way on January 8th. With that, let me talk just briefly a little bit about the difference between goals and commitments. You know, around this time of year, New Year's comes around, and people, you know, sit down and take a time to kind of evaluate where they did over the last year, and they set what's commonly referred to as New Year's resolutions or goals. Goals are hopes and dreams, in my opinion, okay? Goals are nebulous. They're, you know, I hear all the time, you know, oh, I want to be EC by ambition. Well, why don't you want to be EC next month, you know? I mean, why wait until ambition? Well, that's just a hope. That's a dream, you know. You want to become EC. It's on your vision board. You know, you're working towards that and everything. But there's no concrete structure. There's no infrastructure that says I've got to give X number of business presentations a week to get X number of people on a three-way call, to get X number of those people to actually join the business, and then of all the people that join the business, even a lesser number are going to go out and actually do something with the business that's meaningful, and then a smaller percentage of that are actually going to promote the business to regional consultant, and then even a smaller percentage of all the, a lesser number of all the people that become regional consultants are going to become senior consultants. So it's a numbers game, you know, and you've got to work through those numbers to cause it to happen for you and your family. And so to have a goal of, hey, I want to be an EC by such and such a day without some infrastructure, how many business presentations are you giving a week? How many phone calls are you making? How many new people are you adding to your written list? You know, you've got to put some structure around it. So a goal is a hope and a dream. There's nothing wrong with goals. They're great. There's all kinds of books and tapes and videos and, you know, MLM gurus that'll charge you a gazillion dollars to go to a seminar to help you, you know, set goals and get you all motivated and all that and everything. In my opinion, that is a temporary stimulus. You know, I've always said that I'm not in the business to motivate anybody. You know, hopefully what we do is motivational, but you're not in the business to motivate anybody. You're in the business to empower people. It's not your job to make people successful. It's your job to give people the information that they need so that they can make themselves successful. And you can't wish the business and the success for the business for somebody more than they want it for themselves. They've got to pay a price. They've got to go do what they've got to do to make themselves successful. And any time your business is not working for you, or any time the business is not working for somebody in the organization, all that individual has to do is look in the mirror, and that's the reason why the business isn't working. Conversely, if your business is working, hey, you can get nice weekly checks, things are rolling along, you're moving towards your next promotion, you're really happy with where you are in your business, you get to look in the mirror and you get to see the reason for the success of your business, which is you. You know, your business success or your business's lack of success is solely dependent on you and you only. So what's a commitment? A commitment is something that you will not be denied. You know, reminds me of the story of Sam Houston who won the independence of for Texas from Mexico. And they were in a place called San Jacinto. And at the Battle of San Jacinto, it was in the swamps in the east portion of Texas. It was in the swamps, and there were three bridges that went over this bayou to get to this piece of land, and Sam Houston's men had to cross those three bridges and aggregate, you know, and meet to attack Santa Ana. Now, Santa Ana had about 6,000 men, very well-trained regulars out of the Mexican army that had come in to put down the resurrection in Texas, which they owned at the time. Sam Houston had about 300 men. Okay, this is well after the Alamo and Gonzales and several other defeats that the Texans had had at the hands of the very adept army of Santa Ana. So Sam Houston's men crossed the bridges, and as soon as all of his men crossed the bridges, he ordered the bridges burned. Okay, and they burned those bridges, so in other words, there was no retreat. And at Sam Houston's call, they attacked Santa Ana, and literally within 30 minutes had captured the whole Mexican army. Now, to this day, I can't visually envision how 300 men got all the weapons of 6,000 men, but that's exactly what happened. Santa Ana was disarmed and allowed to return back to Mexico, and Texas got its independence from Mexico. So he was committed. In other words, he was committed to the death. They were either gonna defeat that army, or they were all gonna be killed. And that's what commitment is. Commitment is something that you will not be denied. And the bottom line is that commitment has a time frame attached to it. You know, whether you set a commitment for an advancement in the business, or you set a commitment for X number of dollars in residual income, or X number of dollars in monthly income, you know, whatever you want to commit yourself to on the Whatever It Takes program, you have to get committed. And so this is how you do that. Every single person on this call has 24 hours in the day, okay? We all have 24 hours. You know, it starts at midnight and it goes until midnight the next day. And as long as the good Lord allows us good health and we're able to execute in those 24 hours, what we do with it totally is determined by ourselves. Now, for most people, they're going to spend 8 to 10 hours working at a job or working at a business or, you know, creating income. You know, you're going to spend 6 to 8 hours on average sleeping, okay? You're going to spend, you know, an hour and a half or whatever it is to eat and drink and, you know, sustain your body. And then all the rest of it is time that you have to do with what you want to do with it. You know, you're a mom, you're a dad, so you got kids, you got school, you got this obligation, that obligation, you're in the little league, you know, or you're a coach, or you're, you know, you got, you know, the stamp club or the coin club or the Rotary or the Kiwanis or, you know, whatever it is that you've got going on in your life, you know, things with your church, your synagogue, your temple, all eat away at that time. So the way that you break it down, and so, you know, life gets in the way, so to speak. You know, I mean, you want to spend time with your kids, but you want to make those calls for Ambit. You know, well, there's a training that Ray Monty and the EC Factory's holding up in New York, and you know, it's on Saturday, but man, I really need to mow the grass, and I haven't been able to mow the grass. I haven't been able to do this. I haven't been able to do that. And the bottom line is that, you know, as you go through that, process of making those decisions, you have to prioritize, in my opinion, in this way: God first, okay? You don't want to sacrifice your God for anything. Family second, you know? Now, let me caution you there. You can devote 100% of your extra time when you're not eating, sustaining your body, or working to your family. I mean, it can be all consuming. So you can't say, oh, well, you know, I promised my kids I would go to the park with them on Saturday, but so I can't go to the training. You know, you're going to have to make some sacrifices. And so you're going to have to sit down with your family and say, hey, this is what we're trying to accomplish. And if, particularly if you have smaller kids and you're gone away from them more, just say, hey, look, when mom or dad get the senior consultant, you know, we're all going to do this, thus and so, you know, whatever it is they might enjoy. Maybe it's miniature golf. Maybe it's going to Disneyland. Maybe it's going to Disney World. Maybe it's going to, you know, going to Chunk of Cheese, you know, whatever it is, you know, where there's some sort of reward so that they know when you're walking out of the house that, you know, there's a reward for them in the end game that's special and extraordinary. And of course, if you promote in the you promote in the system, you should have plenty enough money to afford that reward. So you can't allow me saying family, oh, well, this is family. You know, Brian said keep your family first. You know, what I can tell you is that can be disastrous for your business. Now, what you don't want to miss is the championship ball games or the dance recital or the special events, you know, the graduations or the this or the that. You know, those are obviously important. So you got God first, family second. And then what you need to do is you need to move Ambit up on the list, you know. I mean, you need to analyze what it is you do with all those extra hours where you're not sustaining yourself by eating or drinking, and you're not at work, you know, creating your fundamental income. You're not with your God, you know, whether it's going to church or, you know, contributing however you do, you know, from a spiritual perspective, praying and so on and so forth. And then your family and all that rest of that extra time, what are you doing with it? You know, are you on a ball club? You know, you're playing, you know, you're doing poker, you're doing a sewing club, or, you know, you got this going on, that going on, or whatever. And you just have to ask yourself, you know, can I sacrifice that for a period of time, 5 to 7 years, to take that time and re-engineer it and reinvest it in my Ambit business to be able to, you know, play poker professionally on the circuit, because I have plenty of money and never have to win a tournament, and that's what I really enjoy doing, or to, you know, open up a sewing shop because that's what I have a passion for, you know. Whatever it is that is consuming your time, keep in mind everybody on this call has got 24 hours. So why is it that some people, you know, really, really excel at Ambit Energy and find a way to dedicate the time and others don't? Well, again, that goes back to the mirror. So you're looking to set commitments, okay? You're looking to set commitments of something that won't be denied. And the second piece of advice I want versus goals. And the second piece of advice I want to leave you with is that commitment needs to be reasonable. You know, don't say, you know, let's say you're a senior consultant. Well, I'm going to be a national consultant by ambition in 2017. That's just a bunch of words flowing out of your mouth or wasted time writing it down on a piece of paper. I'm not saying that it's not achievable, but what I'm saying is that takes an extraordinary effort and an extraordinary commitment to achieve. So if you don't have a business plan to back that, then don't do that. What about a commitment to, you know, by such and such a date, and you know, the dates are going to be different for everybody on this call. You know, for some of you, it could be 2 days from now because you're working the business full time and you've got a whole bunch of appointments up between now and the next couple of days. And for others of you, it might be by January 31st. I'm going to sponsor one person and get them qualified for the bonus money. You know, I'm committed to that by this date on the Whatever It Takes program. That's going to happen. Now, what you have to also be careful of is if you make a commitment to something that's that achievable that quickly, you can't cop out and say, oh, I'm going to do that by March 31st. Well, duh. I mean, you're just going to goof around between now and March 1st and, oh, yeah, well, I made that commitment. I better get after it. You know, that's not what it's about either. So there's a happy middle ground, if you will, between making a commitment that's unrealistic, I'm going to be a national consultant by Ambition 2018 and has no focus, no rudder attached to it, no game plan attached to it, you know, you're not going to fulfill that commitment to versus, you know, oh, well, I'm going to sponsor one marketing consultant and I'm going to get them qualified by July 1st. You know, well, that's 6 months from now, you know, I mean, come on, you know, that's not the plan either. So my suggestion is make commitments, but make them where they're achievable and make them short term. Okay. Now those need to be congruent with what your long-term goals are. So for most people on this call in Ambit Energy, it is to get promoted to the next level while putting in a new consultant in your business, getting them qualified so that they count as one of the people you need to make it to regional consultant or senior consultant or executive consultant. Now if you're a senior consultant, you may say, I'm going to commit to personally sponsoring X number of people because the people in your senior consultant business aren't rolling fast enough, or I'm going to commit that by March 31st, I'm going to have at least one senior consultant in my senior consultant code, okay? And you don't want to get, you know, wrapped up in whacking and stacking and doing all kinds of crazy stuff to make that happen. But if you've got some momentum, again, you've got to look at the landscape of your business and figure out what is a reasonable commitment. And then on the whatever it takes program, you need to make some transference of some time, okay? And you got a couple of weeks between now and the end of the year to really think this through. And I'm going to strongly suggest that you don't just get off the call and go, yeah, those are some good points Brian made. You know, I'm going to get around to that. You know, I'm going to strongly suggest that you do some in-depth thinking about this between now and Christmas and come up with, you know, your out-of-the-gate goals for next year. Leads me to my last point I want to make on the call tonight. So you're going to make commitments. You're not going to make goals. You're going to determine what the commitment is, and then you're going to transfer some time that you're doing other things with to Ambit Energy so that you can fulfill on that commitment, and you're going to make the commitment in such a way that it's obtainable but not ridiculous. So it's not so far out in the future that there's no way you can't hit it, but it's not so close that you're going to get, you know, little or no chance to be able to hit it either. You've got to really think it through, come up with something, and knock down a commitment that's achievable and attainable based on where you are in the business. Last thing I want to talk about is it's the holiday season. So, you know, I've seen a lot of great fellowship in the Ambit world on Facebook about the, you know, a lot of people, you know, having Christmas parties, and Betsy and I had the distinct pleasure and honor to go to Norbert's Christmas party up in Bronxville, New York, and there was one in Maine and one in Chicago and this one and that one. I mean, they're all over the place and it's fantastic, okay? That's part of the beauty of Ambit Energy. Meet some wonderful people and you've got to take time out to rejoice and enjoy in those relationships and to further those relationships. Well, the same thing happens as you go out and about in your own world. You know, you go to Christmas parties, you're going out shopping, you're doing this, you're doing that. You're more social this time of the year than you are in other times of the year. And a lot of that is because, you know, of all the activities that are going on. But you also have some more time. I mean, you know, you don't go out shopping other times of the year like you do this time of the year typically, okay? So there's a couple of approaches you can make. In the cold market, you ought to be talking to everybody that you bump into. People are constantly this time of the year talking about, I don't know, I'm going to pay for this, but I'm going to get it anyway. Man, I don't want to get these bills at the end of the season. Man, I wish I had money to be able to get this for them, but I'm only going to be able to get that for them. People are sending you one signal after another that I need money. Now, you have to use your own discretion. You don't want to pounce on them and go, oh, well, I got this great business, Ambit Energy, and, you know, get them all jacked up right before the holidays when they're busy and they don't have enough time to get everything they need to get done around anyway. So you need to be smart about it. With some people, it's going to be appropriate. Make an appointment, show them the plan this week. You know, with other people, it's going to be more appropriate to do it after the new year. But one of the most important things you can do this time of year is start making a written list, building on your written list. You're at a Christmas party. Somebody mentioned, oh, what are you getting for the kids this year? Oh, what is, then ask them this question. Say, well, what is it that you're not getting because it was just too much for you? You know, or, you know, your kids do like my kids do. They give you a list that, you know, would break the bank. And you can find ways to probe in there. Yeah, my kid wanted, you know, ABC Super Source, you know, super toy or whatever, you know, whatever the hot thing is or whatever. And, you know, they're not available in stores and they're $350 online. Or, oh yeah, they wanted this certain type of bike, but you know, it's just something that they're not going to get this year. That's ridiculous. Those things are $700 a piece or whatever. You can engage people in conversation. And if you're not comfortable with it in that social setting, you don't have to say anything to them about Ambit. You just make a note, talk to Susie at Brian's Christmas party, mention that that she wanted to buy little Mary a $700 bike but couldn't afford it. You make a little note, you stick it in your purse or your pocket, and you go on. And after the Christmas season is over, say, you know, Susie, it's Brian. I had a great time over at Brian's Christmas party chatting with you and everything. Have you got a couple of minutes? You know, you mentioned something about a bike, this, that, another thing, and, you know, hey, this might not be for you, but I just wanted to run it by you. You know, I got involved in a business, and you just open up the conversation from there. Well, if you go to a Christmas party with 40 or 50 people, I promise you, if you enter in and guide the conversation, and sometimes you don't have to guide it, they're just telling you about, you know, how they can't afford this or can't afford that, or they really wanted to go on the Disney cruise, but that didn't work out, blah, 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 blah. Just make the notes of all those people, add them to your written list, and boom. I mean, you know, you're coming out of the gates after the first year with a new, fresh written list that you're working the mechanics of the system through. And the bottom line is you're going to put some new, excited people in your business. And again, if you know somebody, and this is strictly intuition, you know, one of the 21 irrefutable laws of leadership by John Maxwell is the law of intuition. And if you've ever heard me talk about the 21 irrefutable laws, that's the most difficult law. You know, that's the most, you can't train intuition, okay? But whatever you feel comfortable with, and intuition is your gut, you know, what you feel comfortable with. Whatever you feel comfortable with, whether it's setting an appointment right away, taking the information and not even talking about Ambit, or when they mention something about not being able to afford that bike, maybe you say, well, you know, maybe after the holiday we could get together. I got involved in a little business part-time called Ambit Energy. What we do is we save money on people's electric and gas bills at no cost to them. And we actually give them the opportunity to get free energy, and the company pays me a lot of money to refer customers to them. Maybe you and I could get together after the first of the year, and I could show it to you. Take about 20, 25 minutes, or, you know, I could send you the link, and you could look at it online. Well, if you do that, they might say, well, why wait until after the first year, man? I'm interested in that right now. Boom, you're up and running, you know. They say, yeah, after the first year, be better and everything. Well, let me go ahead and get your number and, you know, your email address, and I'll get in touch with you after the first year. So there's a lot of different ways you can work it. The point is, you're being more social. It's a great time of year. Even if you don't put anybody in your business, and I haven't seen my business slow down too much yet, but even if you're not putting people into your business, great time of year to expand the written list. Remember, the written list is the foundation from which the whole rest of the business is built. Without a written list, you're not able to go to invitation. Invitation to look, not to join. Invitation to look is typically send them to a website or hand them a Successful Mo magazine with the DVD in it. And then from invitation, it's presentation. Hopefully that's automated, either the DVD or the website. And then from invitation, we go to validation, which is giving them information, whether it be a three-way call or introducing the Success From Home magazine at that point, taking them to a hotel meeting, having them meeting your sponsor, your upline, or sideline, or whatever. A lot of different ways to validate it to eventually get somebody to join the business, start their own business, and then you help them by going and gathering a handful of customers and teaching them how to attract people with their business, whether it be an in-home grand opening party, whatever it may be, help them come up with a business plan to launch their business, and then you do that over and over and over and over and over and over again. And that's how you fulfill your commitment. Hey, I want to take this time from Betsy and I to just thank everybody for the outpouring of love and support, particularly through our difficult time with the loss of our son Harrison. It's just really has been overwhelming, and I can't tell you how the Ambit family has given us the support that we really needed in our moment in need. And it's been a year that we'll never forget, both good and bad. But overall, you know, what I can tell you is that with faith, family, and friends, you've got all you need in life. You just got to go for it. Reach out for the brass ring. Have an incredible holiday season, a merry, merry Christmas to all my fellow Christians out there, and just a very, very safe and prosperous new year. So again, next Sunday and Christmas Day, the 25th of December, and the following Sunday, the 1st of January, there'll not be a call. That next call, January 8th, will be Joey Carter. So everybody have a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and if you would, Bear, let's open it up.
Well, Brian, before we open it up, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I want to take this opportunity to acknowledge you for the leadership that you've given all of us, not only by you know, actually being in the trenches and doing what you do, but setting a very powerful example of what it is to be a leader, what it is to be successful, what it is to be humble throughout the course of the year. You know, I was I shared that experience with you of you losing your son, and even at one of the worst moments in life, you were still one of the best. And beyond that, when you know, you put together Power Trip and all the other events and all the things that you do to help us be a success, on behalf of everybody else on this call, I want to thank you for being you, and wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's as well.
Thank you, Bear. I appreciate that.
Folks, to you and to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. I hope that you do the work and you make your list, and let's make it happen in 2017. We're going to do it. It's your turn. 2017, yes, you can. I'm going to open up the lines. And you can say Merry Christmas to Brian McClure as well. Here we go.